Oh, hey, boss. Did you need something? What am I working on? Just the reports you gave me yesterday. Yeah, I'm not done yet. Sorry. Ugh, there he goes again. Pumping his schlong again. In my face. Like it's some normal thing to do at 10 a.m. in the morning. Oh, gosh. I would have never applied for this job if it meant I would be going through this every day. Oh, I should have known something was up when they made me sign a contract that was 20 fucking pages. But it can't really be my fault. Would have taken all day to read that. I was desperate and need a job to pay rent. Oh, can't really complain now. At least they pay me well. You want to use my hand? But I'm working. I have two? I mean, I guess you're right. Fine. Here you go. Alright. Now this is difficult. How am I supposed to focus on writing the report and stroke his cock? Especially because this report will now take twice as long. And God knows how long this pervert is gonna make me pleasure him. Maybe he'll give me an extension for the deadline. Oh, who am I kidding? He'll probably make me lick loads of cum off the floor in front of everyone as punishment. Like he did last time. But at this point, I'm used to being the office cum rack for everyone to use. Nothing really embarrasses or bothers me anymore. You want me to go faster? But it will be hard for me to focus on the task at hand. You're right. That's my problem to deal with. I'll go faster. Yeah, there's no way I'm finishing this on time. I'm definitely getting punished. I just hope he doesn't make me fuck and suck everyone's cock until I pass out covered in your thick semen. Waking up the next morning in the office just to inhale that foul taste of spunk wasn't the most fun. Especially because I didn't even get to shower that day. I had to continue my work day with dry jizz all over me. Why do I look upset? I'm not. It's just, I didn't eat breakfast. Yeah. I could eat your nut if I'm hungry. You're too kind. Oh, you wouldn't like that, wouldn't you? You fucking pervert. Maybe I could actually have had some time to have breakfast. If I wasn't being fucked in the face by two dudes while they decided to eat my sandwich. Like, they didn't even ask. Just grabbed it out of my hand and proceeded to shove their shafts down my throat. Oh, sir. Why are you pulling on my top? You want it removed? Alright. Go ahead. Rip it off like always. And there he goes again. Removing my already skimpy top. I mean, seriously, when was the last time I wasn't left basically naked by the end of the workday? More importantly, what's with the slutty outfits that make me wear during work hours? Like, I get that it was written in the contract that I would have no say in what I wore when I worked here, but again, not like I read the whole damn thing.
Oh, sir, what are you do?
Why am I even surprised? Of course he wants to use my throat like a flashlight. I can't even see the screen anymore. How am I supposed to work? He's being pretty real too. I mean, I'm pretty sure he knows my throat is not that strong, even after all the constant throat fucks for the past few weeks.
Not like he cares. To him, I'm not even human. I'm probably just an everyday object he uses. Oh, sir. Why'd you stop? Oh, gosh. There's so much. All right. Thank you, sir, for covering my face with your semen. Oof. To hell with your things. Now I need to go clean this off. I can't work with all these cum in my eyes. Oh, hey guys. Did you need something? You need help in the break room? Sure, let's go. You don't have to be so rough. Fine. I'll get on my back. Just be gentle.
Oh, great. I didn't even get 2 minutes to clean my boss just off my face before I got folded and fucked by 2 other perverts.
You want me to hang my head off the other side? Fine.
Of course this guy has to use my throat while I'm already getting railed in my cunt. I just hope no one hears or dreams in. I've gotten enough on my plates already.
What? You need me to stay overtime? Why? Right. Of course. What other reason would you have? Any occasion? How many guys are gonna be there? The whole marketing department? Oh gosh. Alright. Not like I have plans.
Well, they're both fine with me. And night too, considering how many people are gonna be there. Tomorrow's gonna be a nightmare. I mean, I could understand celebrating small wins like a new ad campaign, but do they have to have me be there as a free use cock sleeve? They could very well hire a prostitute. Oh, what am I saying? Prostitutes actually have worth and cost money. I'm obligated to do whatever they say with no additional expenses. Oh, I just hope they don't do anything drastic, like tying me up to a table. The lack of movement may be numb for hours after everyone left. They didn't untie me last time, just left me there all night. The janitor had to untie me the next morning, right after he shot a lump in my throat. Only to be told to keep working that day.
Dude, is this guy gonna let me breathe? He's been at it for several minutes. I'm running out of air. Oh, holy fuck. He's not listening. Dude, I can't breathe. Dude, what the fuck? I couldn't breathe. Right. Of course you didn't care. Go fuck yourself. Jeez.
Like again, I'm just waiting for them, but they can at least be nicer to me. Like seriously. I'm legit their senior. I guess that gives even more reason to treat me like an object. Makes them feel powerful. Not like I'm respected by anyone here anyways. Oh, looks like they're closed. Finally, I can get back to working on the report. Holy fuck, that was brutal. Wait, why are there so many of you here? It's lunchtime? I'm so fucked. Literally.